the minute. An overcast sky. Railway station. A city in Australia. Monday. Big crowds. She was the first one in the queue validating tickets. As soon as the ticket machine gave a beeping sound, she pushed hard on the exit gate and went straight to the escalator around the corner. She's from China and normally enjoys crowds. Somehow, the more the merrier, as it makes her feel at home. But not today. In fact, the minute she stepped up a few levels on the escalator, hoping to quickly get out of the busy station, something in her sank, like the cloud in the sky. This feeling of heaviness was not welcome, but the minute she tried to push it away, she heard a voice screaming in her head. Why that woman kept bothering me? That woman. The minute these two words popped out, a shock came upon her. How could she address her mom like that? Even in her wildest thoughts, she would never call her that woman, because in the Chinese culture, that was utterly disrespectful. Also, for all these years, she has been trying her very best to be a good Christian. After all, a good Christian is able to always smile, always hold it all together, and always ready to forgive others when being wronged, she thought. But now, it looked like she has failed and lost it all. A huge sense of guilt swamped her. At the same time, confusion started to arise because the minute she said that was on her mind, she could feel a big relief, like a sack of stone, off her shoulder immediately. Finally, she was true to her feelings and could express it. She really could not handle any more of her mother's nagging. Being caught in between these mixed emotions, she was not sure where to go mentally. The minute she fell stuck, another voice landed in her ears, but this time it was a gentle but firm one. That woman, as you just called her, is my precious daughter. I love her deeply. If there had been a pillow on the floor, the minute she heard this voice, she would have knelt down and begged for mercy, his mercy. And she did, in her heart, with an invisible pillow. She said sorry to God and asked for his forgiveness. Yes, God, my mom is your precious daughter, and I am very sorry that I was unkind to her that way. 2 years later, China, a city in the south, home, one day after lunch. I warned you many times not to give up your lecturing job at the university to go into ministry, but you just would not listen. Now you have to bear the consequence. See how difficult you have made life for yourself. I urge you to... Mom sighed while collecting the dishes on the table. Not again. Over the last few years, this nagging has been always there in her brain. Even when she and Mom were thousands of miles apart, one in China and one in Australia. And it has been so distressing that she was needing to seek counseling help in Australia. This time, when she came home to visit family, to her astonishment, Mom had kept silent for a good few days and did not mention a thing in regards to her choice. And she was then able to start feel peaceful with Mom around. But it seems Mom's streams of anxiety have now merged into rivers and even oceans, and all the words that have been saved are suddenly all poured out. The minute the nagging flooded into her ears, all these years of accumulated stress in her seemed not to be able to be bottled up anymore. Like a volcano, it erupted. Clenching her teeth, her whole body started trembling. Her hands started to grip tightly the edge of the lunch table. But the physical body reaction was just the tip of the iceberg. Inside, there was even more turmoil. Mom, why can't you understand? I love God and can give up anything to serve Him. She almost shouted. She felt she had the best position in this long unresolved conflict. After all, surely she was right because she wanted to serve God. She wanted to cry and use her tears to tell the whole world how unfair she has been treated and tell Mom that Mom was wrong. But the minute the tears formed, to her surprise, she heard a whimpering sound. Looking up, she saw tears dripping down her mother's face. Mom never cried, not even when seeing her off at the airport. Dad had been the one crying, feeling sad each time about his daughter leaving home. But hold on, am I not the one who should be sobbing after all these years of being pressured by her? The complaints turned to their maximum volume in her head. Every cell in her wanted to jump out and protest as a victim is supposed to do. Until the minute, a voice flowed in, again, gently. Pray, step out of yourself, go and apologize to your mom. The minute she heard this voice, her tight-rolled fingers loosened, and with it, something tight in her chest was released. Her arms relaxed and moved away from the edge of the table and formed a cross shape. She prayed, God, help me. The minute that was said, there came an unexplainable strength in her, lifting up from her chair. She went up to Mom. I am so sorry, Mom. The words could still be heard clearly, even though she was so clumsy in the way she said it. These few words were new and foreign to her. For over 40 years, she had never said such a thing. Of course, it's not that she never felt sorry to Mom, but in her culture, when one person did something wrong, this person will do something to compensate the other person's loss instead of using a verbal apology. So really, on that day, her lips and teeth were trying hard for the very first time to form the articulation of the syllables. But the minute that was said, magic happened. Mom's face lit up, and her tone of voice softened. For the first time in her life, she felt close to Mom. All these years of stress dissolved and melted. The minute that apology from her heart was spelled out, Mom looked at her with a look she had never seen before and will never forget. She followed Mom to Mom's bedroom. Sitting beside Mom on a bamboo mat, she felt like her baby again. She then opened herself up and was completely vulnerable. For the first time in her life, the mom and daughter had a heart-to-heart conversation, sweet like honey. Two months later, over the phone, she's back in Australia and talking to Mom in China.
No, that cannot be true, Mom.
Her voice rose.
But it is.
Mom's voice was even louder on the other side of the telephone. The minute her dad heard the volume go up, feeling anxious about quarrel approaching, he grabbed the phone from Mom.
Please do not argue. It's time for you both to sleep.
Oh, come on. It's only 8 p.m. Mom and daughter said it together without looking at each other. The minute they sensed the man's uncertainty, they assured him.
Sorry, we are a bit loud. But don't worry, we are good, thanks to God.
And the minute that was said, she noticed her notebook on the table. It was filled with notes from listening to Mom advising on how to pastorally care for younger women. She felt supported and loved. Indeed, the love between them has never been stronger because God's divine intervention changed everything and restored their relationship. In Christ, they could be true to themselves and to each other. In recent years, Mom even learned how to use emojis on her phone and would send her greetings each morning, calling her my most precious treasure. And she to Mom, my honey Mom. The minute we are true to ourselves and to each other, and the minute we bow to God, the outcome of our choice is completely different, almost instantly. The end.